This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
See, I give you a solution, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Whenever you approach to commit a sin, there is most definitely and always, and you'll agree with me, a noise in your head that is telling you Allah is watching. Most definitely. If you don't have that, then you're not a believer. Every believer believes that Allah sees him. No one is in denial of this fact. And this type of feeling and noise that's in your mind and body and soul at the time when approaching a sin, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refers to it in the hadith as wa'idhu Allahi fi qalbi kulli mu'min. It is the warner of Allah that exists in the heart of every believer. That's Allah's warning in your heart. That's how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described that feeling. I tell you something. When you approach to commit a sin, what you need to do not silence and suppress this noise and feeling. Rather, take advantage of it and bring it aloud to your body and onto your tongue. Take advantage. When you approach a sin, say, Allah watches over me. Say it aloud. Don't bury it. Say it aloud right then and there. It doesn't gonna cost you anything. Just say, Allah can see me. Allah said in the Quran, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Doesn't he know and isn't he aware that Allah Azza wa Jal can see? At that moment, answer Allah. Say, yes, I know that you can see me. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. They hide away from Allah and they hide away from people and they do not hide away from Allah. وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ. And he is with them, he can see them and fully aware of what they do. So turn to yourself and say, Allah, Allah, I know that you can see me and I'm aware of the fact that you can see me. Say it loud. Yusuf alayhi salam, when the woman approached him and said, hey talak, she locked the doors, she shut them, she sealed them tightly. And she said to him, I'm prepared for you. Hey talak, Allahu Akbar. Imagine that. Well, what's more than this as a fitna? A beautiful looking pretty woman that is young. And she's the wife of the king of Egypt. So this is a lady of status. You have to listen to her. Otherwise, she'll get you in serious trouble. Yusuf alayhi salam, a young, beautiful man that was given the beauty of all of creation. Half of creation. At that moment, he said, Ma'ad Allah. He screamed the word Allah. At that moment, when you approach the sin, say the word Allah. Ma'ad Allah, meaning I seek refuge in Allah. I seek Allah's protection from this evil that is in front of me right now. Yahi, aren't you shy of Allah Azza wa Jal? Aren't you shy that you will disobey Allah Azza wa Jal with a blessing that He has given you? When you sin with your eyes, the eyes was a blessing. It deserved gratitude, not ingratitude and disobey Allah with it. When you sin with your hands, these were a blessing. You were supposed to make shukr and say alhamdulillah. Instead, you use them for a sin. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَا يَثْقُلُ مَعَ اسْمِ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing outweighs the name of Allah. What does that mean? Means at the moment when you are most tempted and you continue to say ma'ad Allah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the name of Allah outweighs everything. Meaning if your desire is on one side of the scale and Allah's mention is on the other side of the scale, what happens to your desire? It goes away. It cannot weigh with the name of Allah. So very soon you will find that your heart overcomes the desire and overcomes the sin, because it's impossible. If you say Allah, ma'ad Allah, with a firm heart, with honesty and certainty and sincerity, the thing that you're comparing it with and you're fighting, using it to fight, is the desire, the sin. That'll go. It'll evaporate. All of a sudden you'll find yourself, alhamdulillah, I overcame the sin. After that happens, and you find that Allah is like an ice that has dropped on fire, and the fire of the sin and the lust begins to extinguish and turn off, straight away get up and move from that place. Get up, hurry up. Because this is where the shaitan came to you, and he will come again. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, when he was with the companions, they slept at night and they did not wake up until the sun had risen. Meaning what? They missed Salat al-Fajr. Naam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions missed Salat al-Fajr. The narration is in Sahih al-Bukhari. When the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up and they wanted to pray Salat al-Fajr, he said to the companions, move from here, because this is a place, asabatkum fihi ghafla. This is a place in which heedlessness got the better of us. This is a place that we sinned in. So let's move from here. And he moved them and then he prayed somewhere else. Even though, if you miss the prayer, you're supposed to pray it as soon as you remember it. It's urgent, but moving away is more urgent, so that you don't get tempted to do the sin again. And even if you looked at that story of Yusuf alayhi salam to continue it, right, he did say, Ma'ad Allah, I seek Allah's protection. But then you know what he did? He didn't just stand there looking at it. Allah said, وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. They rushed to the door. He said, Ma'ad Allah, and he ran to the door. As soon as he got to the door, you know what happened? What happened? وَأَلْفَيَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَ الْبَابِ. Her husband was at the door. He opened the door. You know what that means? Finally, relief came. Khalas, he's not, that temptation of the sin is gone. Oh, someone's there. How much time between the desire, the temptation, and relief? It's the matter of getting up and moving. That's it. It's gone. Get up. Call a friend. Go somewhere. And respect your weakness. Respect your weakness. The human being is weak. He can fall into the sin once again. You know, when a person comes out from surgery, where do they take him? His bed rolls into the ICU, yeah? The intensive care unit. When you're in the intensive care unit, why is it called intensive care? Because there are nurses 24/7 around you. They don't leave you. So they're around, they're after, looking what you need, monitoring the machines, until you get better. And that's your state when you come out of a possible sin that you almost committed. Respect your weakness. You're like that person in the ICU. You need people around you. You need the nurse. You need the righteous people around you. You need an environment of goodness. You cannot just think, Allah, Allah, come back. Then most definitely shaitan will come once again. Now, and I give you some good news. When you walk away from the sight of sinning, you almost sinned, but you walked away. Do you think you walk away empty-handed? Wallahi la. Wallah, number one, you walk away having fulfilled an obligation, and that is to keep away from a sin. And that, we said, is better than many voluntary deeds. You walk away with refreshed and renewed iman, right? Your iman just increased. That is how a person can increase and refresh his iman. You walked away with genuine fear of Allah. But someone really, you genuinely fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, thank Allah for the ni'mah that He's given you. And you walk away with a complete good deed. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Man hamma bisayyatin, falam ya'malha kutibat lahu hasanatan kamila. Whoever desired to commit a sin and he ended up not doing it, Allah would grant him one full hasana. MashaAllah.